what all these award ceremonies are going to do this year. I think some of them are going to be virtual. The Oscars were moved to April. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess they're hoping by then everybody's going to be vaccinated. By the way, did you see all the celebrities that are paying like $10,000 to jump the line?
Can you really do that?
I mean, I guess if you're a private doctor, you can do whatever you want to. Think about it. Like, you know, Eminem was getting drugs from his doctor for years. And people were like, wow, why would his doctor give him drugs? It's like, he's Eminem. Like, he's going to walk in and say to his doctor, like, hey, can you write me a prescription?
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor's just going to do it. Of course he's going to do it. So if you go to your private doctor or go to a clinic and say, here's $10,000 for a COVID shot, who's going to turn down $10,000? I know it's unethical, but, you know, all bets are off right now.
Yeah, and I wonder if they even have it, because so many people don't even have it. You can give me any amount of money you want. I ain't got it. I can't give you what I ain't got.
So I don't know what's going to happen by April, but so the Oscars are moved to April. And so right now the Razzies are trying to figure out what they're going to do. If you don't know what the Razzies are, it's weird because, like, what movies even came out this year? Do you know what I mean? Like, we spent so much time in, no one went to the movies. There were so few things that were movies. But so the Golden Raspberry Award, which is, they're called the Razzies, almost as old as we are. It's 39 years old. It started in 1981. And it's such a big deal that recipients of the Razzie Awards, celebrities, big A-list stars who get Razzies, will either give them a video or show up at the awards. And, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about, like, this was funny. The year that Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for Gravity. She won an Oscar for Gravity. That same year, she won a Razzie for All About Steve.
I don't even remember that movie.
Well, that's my point. Yeah, it was that terrible. And they were saying, but think about that. The Razzies are about, like, a bad movie and an actress you love being terrible in the movie. Do you know what I mean? So she was so bad in All About Steve, she won a Razzie, and she was so good in Gravity that she won an Oscar. Like, what a year she had, you know? So she's such a sport. She showed up at the Razzies that year, and she brought with her copies of All About Steve to give out to all the Razzie people to say, listen, I want you to give this movie another shot. I want you to just watch it and tell me if you really think it's terrible. And then she pulled out a script and she said, okay, here are some of the lines that you guys pointed out you didn't like. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it just the way I read it in the movie. And then you give me a line reading of what you think. You know what? Let her explain it.
That I read it in the film. And then I want anyone who wants to give me a line reading of how I could have done it better to read it back. Okay? So we can do this till about 4 o'clock in the morning. Or you guys can just watch the movie and rethink your decision and have me back next year. And I will show up, and then we can actually go drink afterwards. You know, I gotta get back to this charity event because it's actually, you know, Jeffrey Katzenberg, and he can prevent me from working again.
I wonder who has the most Razzies. It's gotta be Adam Sandler. He must have a whole wing in his house dedicated to these Razzies.
For some reason today, somebody put out a list of the actors with the most Razzies.
Adam has to be number one.
Okay, so Sylvester Stallone is still number one. He has a whopping 15.
Or Stop My Mother or My Mother Will Shoot. That's got to be high up there.
Yep, that's definitely high up. Sylvester Stallone has done a lot of crappy movies, and he's been terrible in some of them. So, yeah, he's won 15 times the worst supporting actor. Adam Sandler is right up against him. He has 11. I mean, Click, Jack and Jill. He has some pretty terrible movies out there.
Who else is on the list?
Kevin Costner is on the list. Of course, he's done some terrible acting. Waterworld, The Postman, terrible. John Travolta, Battlefield Earth.
Gotti.
Right, The Fanatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been in some terrible stuff. Nicolas Cage right up there. Now, Nicolas Cage famously will take a script just for the money, because remember he had a gambling problem for a while?
He was buying dinosaur heads, and he was buying castles and things like that.
Right. So he wasn't trying to be good, frankly, but, like, when you look at The Wicker Man, it's like, oh, yeah, of course.
That was a really bad movie. That was where he jumped the shark, was right there at that movie.
The Wicker Man?
Yes.
So he was a good actor up until that. Then suddenly it was like, he'll just do anything for money.
Yeah, it was like National Treasure, and he had all these really, really good movies. And then The Wicker Man came out. And you're like, oh, cool. Nicolas Cage, I kind of like him. I don't hate him yet. So you went to see it because it was a remake of a really, really good movie from the 60s or 70s or something like that.
Oh, get out. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so they remade it. It was a good movie back then. Uh-huh. But now it's horrible.
You should never do something that is a remake, because then they can compare you to that other. You better be better than the remake.
Mm-hmm. Not as bad as you're getting Razzies nonstop because of that one movie. And I think that movie ruined his whole career.
Eddie Murphy is next on the list because, I mean, Dolomite is my name. Please, that's right there. He deserves it.
He had a movie where every time he would say a word, a leaf would fall off the tree. And
what was that?
So they were counting the words that he could only say, like, 1,000 words left in his whole life. So every time he would say a word, a leaf would fall off. That was the whole movie.
I don't even know what movie that was, but it sounds terrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Because people would make him talk. He's like,
Oh, okay.
And then a leaf would fall off. He's like, no. And then another leaf would fall off.
Now, those are the men. The women also, as we know, we just said that Sandra Bullock was nominated for a Razzie. Madonna has the most. She has 9 Razzie Awards. And then, of course, Jennifer Lopez, because again,
Geely.
Yeah, well, Geely for sure. But then, like, literally everything else, she's not a good actress. Great singer, fantastic performer, great at marketing herself, but a terrible actress.
No, I think some of her movies, like, you know, Made in Manhattan and Wedding Planner or whatever, I didn't hate them.
And speaking of the Razzies, The Rock.
Oscar Sunday, I'm super pumped and very proud for my buddies who've been nominated tonight, pulling for you guys to bring home the gold. I'm also excited because I was just informed that I too am bringing home the gold tonight. No, not an Oscar, maybe one day, but a Razzie. Razzie are the annual awards given out to Hollywood's worst movies, and I have officially won one. For Baywatch.
Of course, Baywatch.
It was terrible. They had to create another category. I'm not kidding. That category, the new category is a movie so rotten you eventually fell in love with it. I'm not kidding. Which means the shit sandwich
you were in Tooth Fairy.
You eventually started to like it.
You played a Tooth Fairy.
Baywatch with the best of intentions. It didn't work out like that. But I humbly and graciously accept my Razzie. And yes. I thank you, critics. Thank you, fans. And
does the word Central Intelligence mean anything to you?
So rotten, you eventually fell in love with it. That's just the way love goes. All right. Go Baywatch. Thank you for my Razzie. Give it to me.